Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Alice Marie, and I will be leading prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry this morning. Again, good morning, good morning. This is a day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be happy and glad in this day. And we all will have a blessed week in Jesus' name. I would like to read to you this morning from the New Century Version, the word for the week, August the 17th, 1920. And I'll be reading from Psalm 106, verse 48, which says, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He always was and always will be. Let all the people say, Amen." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you Father, not in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm so sorry. Father, we come to you not in our name, but in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come to you, Lord, giving you praise and glory for who you are, Heavenly Father, for all that you do for us, Heavenly Father. Just praising you, Lord, for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. Heavenly Father, praising you for hiding us when it rains. Oh, yes, Lord, when we're going through these storms, Lord, you are there. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we praise you, Lord, for never forsaking us, Lord, never leaving us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just praise you, Lord, for all you've done for us that we are not aware of, all you've done for us that we are aware of, and that you're doing for us as we're on this program right now, and all you're doing for us in the future, Lord. We just glorify you for it, Lord. We just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we come to you right now just glorifying you, Lord, for all the many miracles and blessings that you have stored up on us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just praise you for ending this virus. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, we praise you for the relationship that we have with you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, yes, we praise you for your word, Lord. We praise you, Lord, because you are true. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for speaking to us, allowing us to hear you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. We just praise you for Pastor Darlene, Lord, getting up each and every morning, Lord, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity that we can spend time with you before the sun rises, Lord, putting you first each and every day of the week. Hallelujah, Monday through Friday, Lord. And we go for ourselves on the weekends, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for being able to be in a part of your life that we can worship you and praise you, Lord. And we just praise you for being our father, our daddy, our friend, our brother. Oh, yes, we just love you for it, Lord. And we just say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you the highest praise that I know, which is Hosanna, Father. Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna to your name, Lord. We just glorify your name. Glory, glory, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way this day. Hallelujah, each and every day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just praise and worship you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for the strength that you instilled in us, Lord, the power that you instilled in us, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We just praise you for the people that you put in our path to help us with our walk. And we praise you for those that you put in our path that we are able to help, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord, for where we're at in our life today, regardless what we may be going through. We just praise you anyhow. Oh, yes, because you are worthy to be praised, Father. Oh, yes, Father, we had 10,000 tongues. That still wouldn't be enough for all you done for us and done all over the world, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, we just glorify you, Lord, for all you're doing for the people that the tornado, the storm they went through, went close to. Oh, yes, we just thank you, Lord, for helping them people. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you for making ways for the homeless, Lord. Oh, making comfort, praise you for comforting their family members that had family members that then went, moved on, Lord, with the COVID virus, Lord, those that are sick right now that you are healing. We glorify you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and we honor you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. We just praise you for comforting them people, Lord, even those that passed on, don't have the COVID virus, those that are just sick from whatever they might be sick from, Lord. Comfort those that then loved ones that have moved on regardless of what the situation was, and heal those that still waiting on prayers, Lord, to be answered. We just praise you for answering those prayers, even though they're on a waiting time, Lord. Hallelujah. We know all things will come to the end, Lord. All things will come on your time, not our time, when it's ready. Oh, yes, we just praise you, Lord, for answering these prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All the prayers that have been requested all over the world, those through prayer, praise, and delivered ministry, Lord, we know once we pray that they are answered. So we're praising you right now for answering those prayers, Lord, that's been answered. Those that we're waiting on that's already been answered that we don't see yet. Oh, we're praising you right now for them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you for those requests for marriages, Lord. Those psalms that you've already answered and psalms that's being waited on, Lord. We just praise you for answering those also, Heavenly Father. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for being able to see right, to talk right, to pray right, to walk right. We glorify you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, now we come to you, Lord. We are praying, Lord, for those that are lost, Heavenly Father. We're praying, Lord, that you just touch them, Lord, put somebody in their path so they can know about you, they can tell somebody about you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that's out there that haven't heard your word, Lord. Lord, that they too can come and you be their Savior, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for never leaving us and never forsaking us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you know everybody's heart on this line. You know their thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying that you just touch each and every one of us and our family members and work in our life for the good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Father. We just pray, Lord, that you remove those and those that in doubt, Lord, those that in fear, Lord. We ask that you remove all doubt and all fear, Lord, where it lies in the life of who it lies in. Oh, yes, Lord, and you will always come first in our lives, Lord, because of who you are, and we love you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for opening doors, Lord, that are shut to the ones that those are shut to. And, Lord, we just pray that you shut those that need to be shut. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask you, Lord, when things decrease, that you increase for us, Lord, because we know you can bless us more abundantly than we ever thought that possible, than we are ever dreaming to ask for, Lord. We ask that you just pour blessings down on us, Lord. Oh, pour healing down on us, Lord. Pour deliverance down on us, Lord, where it's needed. Oh, yes, Almighty God, we're asking in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, in our name, Heavenly Father, but in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. When some get weary, Lord, when some of us may get weary, Lord, we ask that you just strengthen us, Lord. Let us pick us up, Lord. Carry us to we get the strength that we need. Oh, yes, Lord. You know, some of us need one thing and some of us need other things, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to go ahead on and work it out for us, Lord. Do your thing, Lord, even though we haven't asked, Lord, because sometimes we do not think or ask the things that we should ask, Lord. Lord, and just continue letting the Holy Spirit move in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We ask that you pour more and more of the Holy Spirit on us daily, Lord, each and every day, more and more of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, Lord, allow us hear more of your voice, Lord. More and magnify more and more your voice to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, some have broken hearts, Lord. We're praying that you just mend them broken hearts. Some are lonely, Lord. We're just praying that you just fill that void with you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, and some have been waiting on someone in their life, Lord. You made woman for men, Lord. We got men don't have women, and women that don't have men, they're waiting on the right man, waiting on you to send the right man their way, Lord. They want a man that loves you, Lord. Oh, yes. Those that are waiting is waiting on a godly man, Lord. And we're asking you to speed up the process for them, Lord. They got the faith, Lord, and they waiting, Lord. So, Lord, just go on and make it happen, Lord. You said, speak, a closed mouth don't get fed, so I'm praying for them, Lord. Send them the right man so they can move on with their life, get married, Lord, and be happy for the rest of their life with you being head of their house, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you got some that's still in pain, Lord, knowing that you'd have healed them, Lord, but it's still hurting. The pain is still there, Lord. We ask that you remove that pain, Lord. That those that can't walk, get up and walk, Lord. Those can't talk, get up and talk, Lord. We ask that you magnify these healers, Lord, so they can see them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you got some that's crying out that's out there on drugs, Lord, that don't want to be on drugs. Their family is praying for them, Lord. Friends are praying for them. Strangers praying for them, Lord. Lord, go ahead on and deliver them, Lord. Set them free, whatever their drug of choice might be, alcohol or whatever, Lord. Break the chains of addiction, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Even though they've been praying for it, we know it's done, but Lord, let it be seen, Lord, right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, set them free, Lord. So when you set them free, they are free indeed. There's no going back, Lord. Oh, yes, someone been trying, Lord, whoever they might be, and the devil grab them right back, Lord. But Lord, tell the devil to get their hands off of them right now, whatever they going through, Lord, in Jesus' name, right now, Lord, tell them to get their hands off of them right now, Heavenly Father. Father, you move mountains, Lord. You won't do for one that you won't do for another. So we're asking you, Lord, that let some of these prayers that already been answered, let it come to vision, Lord. Let them be able to see it, and they continue glorifying you, Lord. Oh, yes, we'll never stop glorifying you, Lord. So go ahead on, Lord. I'm asking you to let it happen. Answer the let them see prayers that they've been praising you for, Lord. Let them come to pass, Lord. But you already answer those prayers once they ask by faith. So, Lord, let it come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we ask you to continue protecting our friends, our family members from this COVID-19, that we stay free of the virus, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray that you continue ordering ourselves, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, and guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the, for this government, Lord. You can make it right, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the right people to get up there that are going to go all the way for the people, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. All lives matter, Lord. All lives matter to you, Lord. And it matters to us, Lord, because we are your children, Lord. We ask that you just, Lord, put somebody up there that's going to represent your children all over the world, all over the United States, Heavenly Father. Going to represent everybody, Lord, but be there for everybody, Lord. Put somebody that loves you up in the office, Lord, because they're going to treat your children right, Lord, because of who they worship, which is you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Lord, I connect this prayer and every prayer that's being prayed while I'm praying that's on silent, that's throwing names out there, Lord, and all the prayers over the country, Lord, at this hour. I connect and the prayers that come after me, Lord. I connect all the prayers with Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, Father, as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, and you are our power, you are our glory, you are everything. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. I'd like to share with y'all today a few words. I would like to speak on things I hear people say a lot, which is I may say, how are you doing? They say, okay. Ask another one, how are you doing? They say, pretty good. Now, if someone's saying okay and pretty good every day, during the day, on a regular, during the day, if people ask them how they're doing, that I feel that, this is my opinion, that you're stuck in a box. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you're always saying you're doing pretty good or you're doing okay, that's where you will stay at because you're comfortable there. That's what it sounds like because you're always, even if you're hurting, you can mention you're hurting, but you're still doing good. You know what I'm saying? Or you're doing better. And if you're doing better and you're saying better or you're saying good, then it's going to be better and then it's going to get and then it's going to stay good for you. Or it might even get great because what I'm saying is, you know, we have to be careful what we say because even though we are hurting, even though we might not have no legs, we might be blind, but we're still doing good because we got people laying up in the hospital that have been there, maybe some of them might have been there 6 months or longer. Not aware that they are living, not aware of their surroundings. So that means no matter what we go through, we're always doing good because somebody is always doing worse. And if we continue, if people continue to always say, I'm doing pretty good, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. God is the answer. So those that don't know what to do, really it's not in the word of God because they don't know what to do. Well, all they have to do is say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. I want you to pray, and you heard, and thank you for healing you until you see it. So we need to share that with others that say, I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good. I'm talking about on a regular basis. Now, we got people that do that on a regular basis every day. That's how they fit in, pretty good or okay. And that's tied, that's in a box, you know what I'm saying? You got to move on. You can't always stay still right now, pretty good and okay. It's okay to say, well, it's hurting, but I'm doing good. This hurting, I might need to go to the hospital, but I'm doing good, you know. I'm doing better or something. But I just want to share that with y'all in case you know somebody who's doing that. And another thing, I know people out there dying, they've been praying and praying with their prayers answered, but sometimes we just kind of hymn the people's blessings, you know what I'm saying? Or by saying we're praying for these people, but yet we started telling the people, like for instance, a person on alcohol or pills, crack, cocaine, or whatever, and we're praying for them, we're sitting in their face telling them, you're going to never get off. oh, they say, oh, I'm not doing it. Or it could be true. But y'all say, yeah, the next time. Somebody say, yeah, the next time. Family members say, God bless you. They, you know, instead of telling the people, you eventually stop doing that. Praise God. You're going to stop doing it. You know, some of us have a tendency to put them down. They might not even be thinking about drugs, and we're like, oh, you finna go out there and get you some dope. You know, and dope might not be on the people's mind, but the devil is always busy now. We know they done it, saying, oh, just get back up. It's going to be okay. You finna make it. You know, we have to start speaking encouragement in people's lives, speaking positive in our family and friends' lives, you know what I'm saying, even in our lives. You know, we have to speak it in our own life also. You know what I'm saying? You know, like somebody said, you might want to start a business. Honey, you don't want to do that. It's going to go under. Why would you tell a person that when they got a desire? We don't know what God has for these people. And then a lot of people that have been on drugs might have been, I'm sure sometimes it's their destiny because we have to go through stuff. Just like we waiting on God, the trials of liberation, we have to still praise him and just keep praising. And when we pray, you know, I can't tell you don't pray the same thing over and over, but I can tell you what I do. Once I pray for something, I let it go because I know it's done, and I just got to be patient and praise him for it, you know, and I see his things start working. You know, I ain't saying I just praise him just two or three times. I praise him too. I see it. Okay, and so we just have to be mindful of, you know, don't speak things over people's lives. You're busy. You're not going to make it. I wouldn't do that, you know. But unless you really can see something that God didn't reveal to you. Because if you don't step out there, how you know you're going to succeed if you don't try? Can't nothing be a failure, because you can't fail if you don't try. Okay, so I just wanted to point that out to you, you know, because we all have to keep ourselves encouraged, you know, especially when we're going through something, you know, we have to keep saying God's word, you know. Yep, because God will turn any and all situations around, and no matter what a doctor say, what your friends say, your family say, God has the last word, you know, because the doctor will tell you that they only got a week to live, and some people live 2 years or more, you know what I'm saying? Someone outlive the one the doctor then told that their family member's going to pass. So we have to, you know, step from the natural to the supernatural. You know, a lot of times we have to still living in the visible, we have to dream the invisible, you know what I'm saying? We just have to stand on the word of God, you know? So, you know, there is good news and there's bad news, you know what I'm saying? But that bad news, you have to flip that. Good news is good. Bad news, you got to adjust. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all. Because our God is a great God, you know. And he is worthy to be praised, you know. So I say right now, glory, glory, hallelujah to your name, Father. And we got to, and I know most of us know, but we got to share with people. There is power in the name. In that name, there is power. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's a lot of power. And we have to, you know, tap into that power. We want to tap into other things. I know a lot of us have in our past. And some of them still now, because there ain't nobody perfect but God, and there ain't going to be no perfect person but God. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to tap into that power to keep moving strong in the word. You know what I'm saying? We have to just, you know, depend on the Lord word. We walk in the God word, and we walk by faith, not by sight. You know what I'm saying? And we got to also share the word with other people. You know, and we got to be able to give people a compliment. You know what I'm saying? These days, you should give somebody, if they but one person, a compliment. You know what I'm saying? And it helps when we say good morning to people. It helps us as well, them. They might not say good morning back, but that means you got your good morning because you said good morning. If they say good morning back to you, that's going to help their day be good, too. But right now, I'm going to close with them little words. And we're going to see who on the line. So the line is open. Give your name. If you're not able to pray, say listening. And after we see who's on the line, we're going to do a corporate praise. Because, you know, when we give God praise, blessings come down. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Hartley.
Good morning.
Glad
good morning,
service.
Darlene.
Darlene, B?
B.
Right, good morning, Darlene. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charlotte. Listening.
Good morning, Charlotte. Did that Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Okay, good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie.
God bless.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne Laster, listening.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Belinda, listening.
Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning to everyone. Blessings.
Amen.
Anybody else would like to give your name at this time?
Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Janice.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Anybody else would like to give your name? Okay, and if anybody wasn't here at 6 o'clock, I will repeat, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, be glad, and happy in this day. We all will have a blessed week in Jesus' name. This is Alice Marie. You can call me either or both. I'm leading this morning the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, and I want to welcome everybody to the line, and I'd like to thank you for coming. And I would like to say again, you know, it's a blessing for us to be here in the morning, praising God before the sun rise, you know, faithfully. And you know, that's what God say, put him first. And I would like to thank Pastor Darlene for continuing this line for so many years and praying that she continue it going on for the rest of the more years to come. And it's an awesome thing when we take time and put God first before the day light hit. And again, I want to say thank y'all for coming. And right now what we're going to do, let's come in and everybody give God praise, because it is so important to praise God, because I'm telling you, the more you praise God, the more blessings come. I'm saying he just blessed us for acknowledging him. You know what I'm saying? So the lines are open. Everybody just come in and praise God, because we all got a lot to praise him for. Amen. Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We welcome you right now, Lord God. We welcome you in this presentation this morning. Our whole Lord, yesterday, God. And we thank you as we praise you this morning, God.
We thank you
for our continued faith. And our hope is in you. We praise you this morning. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that prayer this morning, God. We thank you for her words, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are going to build her up, Lord God. You're going to strengthen her, Lord God. You're going to walk with you, Lord God. I pray for every person on this prayer line who are in this thing, Lord God, that you would strengthen her right now, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that our hope is in you. And Lord God, we thank you as we believe, Lord God, and trust your word, that your word will not return unto you for, Lord God. We just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for all things. We're so
glad
today, Lord God, that we can come together as brothers and sisters on this prayer line. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We praise your name. We will bless your name today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you created us to encourage one another. Thank you, Lord God, that we're encouraging one another. Lord God, that you told us to love one another. I thank you for the salvation of our family, our friends, and our community. You are perfect, Lord God. And all of us, everything that you do is good. Thank you, Lord, right now. I'm going to continue to say that our hope is in you, Lord. We thank you for this day. This day for us, Lord God. And as we continue on our journey today, Lord God, let us encourage someone. Maybe one person or two people, Lord God, or anyone, Lord God. This time today is made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. We come together on the prayer line, Lord God, on one accord, Lord God. And that is to thank you and to praise you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for saving our loved ones, Lord God. Thank you for them. We pray, Lord God, for them daily on this prayer line, Lord God, that you're going after the least, the lost, and the last. Lord God, I thank you for the leaders in this world, the leaders on this land, Lord God, those that are the word over your God, right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you're building up, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that they're leading your people with the word, your word, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for this day. We praise you for this beautiful Monday morning. Lord God, we just thank you right now before the sun come out, before there is daylight. Lord God, you are with us, and we welcome you this morning, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, because we know that your word says that you're going to pour out your all flesh. And we thank you, Lord God. People, Lord God, that are walking around wondering, Lord God, they're going to come to their senses, Lord God, because you're going to put someone in their path, Lord God. We thank you for that right now, Lord God. We're going to see things as though they are in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your people, you're going to pour out your spirit upon our flesh, and our sons and our daughters will prophesy. God, we just thank you right now. Children are being taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. You're protecting those children. That's our next generation, Lord God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you created us a clean heart and a right spirit, Lord God. And you're going to tear down those strongholds. And you did it already in the midnight hour. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that we, Lord God, can come before you right now, Lord God, praising your name and thanking you right now, Lord God. And Father, we interceding for people, Lord God, all over this world. It's not just us, Lord God. We are coming before you, bowing to your throne of grace right now, laying our prayer requests down to you, God. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life right now, Lord God. You, Lord God, are the throne of the eyes of the blind, Lord God, the ears of the deaf, and the mouth of the mute, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can do all things but fail. That's why we come before you every morning, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, praising you in spirit and in truth. On one accord, Lord God. These are your children, Lord God. We are your children, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you will never leave us or forsake us. That's what your word says. So as we gather together, Lord God, we're going to continue to encourage one another, encourage people on the street right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for having mercy upon all of us and people all over this world, Lord God. And I thank you right now for revival, Lord God, in the land, in this world, Lord God. I thank you that people are turning and they're repenting right now, turning from their evil, wicked ways, their gossiping ways, their lying ways, their sinful ways, Lord God. I thank you that they're coming to you right now. They're coming right now. They're being drawn to
you right now, oh God. They're being drawn to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you right now as you speak positive words in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to glorify your name today, God. We're going to praise you right now, Lord God. We're going to thank you for healing right now, for wholeness right now in the name of Jesus. Thanking you that you're supplying everybody needs today, Lord God. All according to your son, your son, Jesus, the one that you sent. And you sent to be our Savior right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for him being our big brother right now. He is the great I am, and we thank you for that this morning, God. Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now. Even from in the brokenness, Lord God, you will minister to us ever in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, in this time right now, this pandemic, this COVID-19, Lord God. You know, Lord God, what's going on, and you are in control. And we thank you, Lord God. We may not know, Lord God. We may not make sense of what you're trying to say, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you are the healer. You are the deliverer. And you know all things. And we just thank you for this right now. And people on this earth, Lord God, know who you are because you are in control. You are in control. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to thank him this morning. I want to praise him. I want to praise him for miracles. Unexpected miracles. Just miracles. I woke us up this morning and breathed the breath of life into our nostrils. Open up our eyes and see. And we thank you right now, Lord God. That our feet will be placed on solid ground. That we, Lord God, will minister to people. Not discourage them, but encourage them. We will love them and not hate on them. And I thank you right now, Lord God, for the love that you placed in every servant's heart on this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You are no respecter of persons, and that's why we love you so much. We love you. We have to love you because you first loved us.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now, Father, that you are opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings, Lord God. And I thank you that people will stop thinking about money and being greedy, but think about how you blessed us. How you're blessing us in so many ways. So many different ways. So many ways. We thank you, God. We just bless your holy name today. Thank you for clothing your people in their white minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We know, Lord God. You are mighty and powerful. Yes, yes, Lord, deliver your people from darkness right now to the light of who you are. We thank you, we praise you, Lord God. Bind up the works of the enemy, Lord God. We pray against that spirit right now, Lord God, of depression and mental illness right now. In the name of Jesus, clothe your people in their right hand right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
For food, clothing, and shelter today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for your provision this morning and your protection.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you that you are hiding us right now, God. Thank you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All our friends, Lord. Being there for them.
Our families, your father. And every tongue that rises up against any one of us,
Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you for this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can freely come to you. We can freely come to you. And thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We always ask you for something. Thank you. Thank you for the breath that you breathe into our nostrils. Thank you, Lord God, for our hearts and our minds. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I just want to praise his name today. I want to thank him today. He's protecting our loved ones and the ones that we don't know.
We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you for what you are saying about our nation. We thank you
Lord, Jesus, and his son,
Lord.
Jesus. They're coming to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for that right now. We bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that now one soul, Lord God, that you want to perish. You want them to come to know who you are. You are the great I am. We thank you for that right now, Lord God. Yes, you reach out to us. You're reaching out to each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this mighty prayer line, Lord God. We thank you for the mighty thank you right now, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we thank you. Every prayer have reached your altar. We thank you right now. Every prayer you have answered, we thank you for the answer right now. We thank you for the answer right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, because you know what's best for us. In the name of Jesus, you know what we need and what we want. And we thank you, Lord, for this right now, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. We come in agreement, too. We come in agreement with every prayer.
Turn around. Turn the bad, the ones that act that in this world, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Doing bad things, Lord. Just turn it around.
In the name of
around,
Jesus.
Lord. Let
they're
going to
repent right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
They're
going to
fall
Lord.
On their knees and ask for forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
That go for
thank
each and every one of us. And we thank you for that
Lord.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm. The work of the enemy, the double-minded people
Lord.
Out there, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. We thank you right now, Lord God, what you're doing for your people, Lord God. You're answering prayer. You're answering those prayers. We're going to see a change in people, Lord God. The ones that we're interceding for right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing marriages, Lord God, and family relationships, Lord God. Relationships and community. Friendship, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
You brought us a mighty, mighty, mighty long way.
Hallelujah. I come in agreement.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
We praise you.
By Lord, being with us.
Yes, Lord.
All these years we've
you
been
never leave
yes,
us nor
Lord.
Forsake us. Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we love you.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
You sent
glory
your one
God.
And only Son, Jesus, to
love
save
you.
Us. Thank you for that.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you,
you
for loving
you.
Us so much.
We
your love
you.
Is so
love
wonderful.
You,
your love is so
and
powerful. Your love is so great. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for moving the mountains
thank
out of your
you
people's way, Lord God.
Got to pay the
thank
bills,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We praise his name
thank
today.
You.
We have to praise him.
Thank you for stretching him, helping us stretch the money, go far away, pay all our bills, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Amen. Amen. So we just
amen.
Thank y'all for
amen.
All those praises that going up to the Lord, that went up to God. Oh, yes. Thank you. Right now, let's see if anybody have a praise report. If so, we'll do that corporately. It's about 6:43, so we'll do that before we reach the top of the hour. So anybody have a praise report or prayer request? Yes.
Praise
yes,
report.
Good morning.
All alive today in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us who lifted up our voice. To our Heavenly Father, we are alive and clothed in our right mind. That's my praise
yes,
report this
yes.
morning.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord once again. I'm glad to be here. Just thanking God for just his love and his grace, his mercy. Thank him for his patience with us, you know. He's a patient God, and he rises in our lives as we look to him. So just knowing him is a good thing. And Sister Maria, I'm just thanking you for sharing what you did today about speaking positively into our own lives, into other people's lives. And a couple of scriptures came to mind while you were talking, and one of them was in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So it's important, like Sister Marie was saying, that we do speak life into our lives and that we speak positively and we have hope. And when we have hope, we can speak that way. We can speak the word of God. The other scripture that I had in mind was in Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. It says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." And my mother used to say that all the time, and she would speak that word, and she would speak positively over her children. My mom and dad had 9 children, and she was always putting something positive into our minds, even when we were doing wrong and we may have been doing things that were not proper. She would still have a positive word for us and let us know that we could do better. So as Sister Marie was speaking this morning, just even for other people, say something positive to other people and don't try to tear other people down. So I'm just thanking God that we have the ability to do that and to help to grow one another as we are in this earth realm. And one other thing I wanted to say is when we get blessed, when God blesses us, he wants us to save some of what we get from him. This scripture over in the book of Proverbs chapter 30, at verse number 24, I'm going to read 24 and 25. It says, "There be 4 things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise." Verse 25 says, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer." So this taught me that when you have an abundance, or when you have money coming into your hands, put something away for the future. Put something away for the lean times, because in the wintertime, the ants are dormant. They are resting. They're not out getting food. And so we have to look at how the Lord provides that for us. And that's one of my testimonies, is that the Lord showed me years ago how to save money. And when you're able to save money, you're able to purchase things without having to get a loan or get a mortgage or get a car payment or anything. So we have to follow the word of God and thanking God for his word to help us as we go forward in our lives. We have to look at all the things that God has provided for us. Everything that we need to know is in the Bible. So I'm thanking God for his word this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's what I had to share today.
Amen. 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 Anybody else have a praise report or a test or prayer request? Okay.
I have a couple of prayer requests. Okay. One of the things that I would like for us to pray for is Brother Guillory. He has cancer. He lives in the state of Washington, and the cancer seems to be spreading through his body. So we just want to pray for him. Also, Pastor Kinlow, he lost his great-grandson to suicide. Pray for that family, because that's a horrible thing. The child was, I believe, in his 20s. So we want to pray that God will help him and his family to deal with this thing and to move on in life and not be depressed. I mean, that's a horrible thing when someone takes their own lives. And then we also want to pray for my Uncle Marvin, because he seems that he had cancer too, and it seems like it may be trying to come back into his body. So we just want to pray that God will heal that body of his. Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Belinda. I want to add, when she, a guy by the name of James Littleton, his granddaughter asked us to pray for him. He has cancer, like prostate cancer. But with Pastor Darling, when you were speaking, not like, I know that a lot of people are struggling financially and everywhere, but the money part too, I just say, when people, not only money, but clothing and household products or health and beauty stuff, if you have anything extra, whatever, just share that, to, you know, give, and, you know, just give it. if you can give it, you know, and that's another thing that I was thinking about, too, because sometimes I don't have a whole lot of money, but I have a whole lot of other stuff, you know, that I can give out to people. And I just want to thank all of y'all, and especially the moderator of the line this morning. I thank you for your words this morning and that comment from Pastor Darlene. And I just want to pray for every man that has prostate cancer and every woman with breast, a man too with breast, cervical or ovarian. I just want to pray for them with any kind of cancer, no matter what it is, whether it's lung or colon, you know, whatever. So I just want to lift everybody else up too in prayer.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I thank y'all so much.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Okay. Well, Darlene, Pastor Darlene, I'm going to ask you to, would you do this prayer request for, do a prayer for these prayer requests and close us out afterwards. Could you do that, please?
I sure can. Thank you for facilitating today. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And Lord, as we have come together and even now we're in agreement with you and your word, you say that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, if we ask, we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, the door shall be opened. So we thank you, Lord, for open doors for healing, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bind up sickness and disease, O God, and we loose the spirit of healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for what Jesus did when he went up the hill, Golgotha. He said, by his stripes we are healed. So we're thanking you, God, for Brother Guillory, oh, God, and the cancer that was in his body, oh, God. We're just believing, oh, God, that it's being removed, Father. We thank you, Lord, today for Brother Marvin, oh, God, that my Uncle Marvin, oh, God, that the cancer that may be trying to invade his body again shall be stopped in the name of Jesus, my God. We just praise you, God, today for just healing Brother James, oh, God, from the cancer that's in his body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and people all over the world, oh, God, who may have cancerous problems, oh, God. Whatever it is, oh, God, brain cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, we praise you, God, today for the removal of these cancerous cells in their bodies, blood cancer, oh, God, leukemia, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Father, today that you deliver, oh, God. You heal today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. May Kate, that they shake to the Makul, that I shot to the Makita. My God, I decree that the healing spirit is taking over right now in the name of Jesus in these bodies, oh God, in the minds, Lord, that those, oh God, who have mental conditions who need to be healed. So we thank you for that healing this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you. We pray for the Kinlow family, oh Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today that you heal their hurt, oh God, the pain that many of them may be experiencing, oh God, the parents of this child, oh God, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, oh yes, Lord Jesus, those who are still here, oh God, they have an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Savior, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God. We also pray for Leona's family, oh God, the 88-year-old woman, oh God, who passed away, oh God. Our Pastor Pam asked us to pray for her, Lord, for her family, Father, that they will be at peace, Lord, as she has gone on to be with you, Father. So we thank you, Lord, today for each and every one who is out there mourning, oh God, that you give them joy, Lord, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord, for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for each and every one who is here at prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, those names we heard and those who were silent, oh God. We do appreciate each one, Lord. And we know, God, today that you bless and you increase and you enlarge, oh God, bring healing to whatever it is, maybe in somebody's body, oh God. They may not have spoken it, Lord. And those unspoken requests, Lord, we pray that you bring them to pass, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us all to seek you the more, Lord. Seek you while you may be found. And call upon you while you're yet near, Lord. And we know, Father, today as we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us, O God. So, Lord, help us to know that all things are possible as we believe in you, Lord. And we come against every trick and scheme of the devil, Lord. We come against the wickedness in high places, O God, that it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We have power, Lord, to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your strength, O God. You're our joy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. And, Lord, we pray for every family member who is supporting somebody who may be sick, Lord, supporting somebody who may be weak in their bodies, O God, that you help them, O God, to have the strength, O God, and the encouragement, Lord, to speak life into someone's life, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for everyone who joined us today. We pray that you will have a beautiful day and that your week will be the best that it can be and that the rest of your life will be a blessing. As you are blessed, you will bless others in Jesus' name. I love each and every one of you. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.